Objects hanging in the lounge were visibly returning to their normal positions. The walls were approaching the vertical. Nobody said a word. Hearts pounding, we could see and feel the ship righting itself. The floor was becoming horizontal beneath our feet. 10 minutes went by. "Finally, we're upright," I exclaimed. "Yes," Captain Nemo said, heading to the lounge door. "But will we float off?" I asked him. "Certainly," he replied, "since the ballast tanks aren't empty yet. And when they are, the Nautilus must rise to the surface of the sea." The captain went out, and soon I saw that at his orders the Nautilus had halted its upward movement. In fact, it soon would have hit the underbelly of the ice bank, but it had stopped in time and was floating in mid-water. "That was a close call," Conseil said. "Yes. We could have been crushed between these masses of ice, or at least imprisoned between them, and then, with no way to renew our air supply..." "Yes, that was a close call." "If it's over, Worth," Ned Land muttered. I was unwilling to get into a pointless argument with the Canadian, and didn't reply. Moreover, the panels opened just then, and the outside light burst through the uncovered windows. We were fully afloat, as I have said, but on both sides of the Nautilus, about 10 meters away, there rose dazzling walls of ice. There also were walls above and below,